Hello, it's Ten Amp Specialist John Gibbons. I'm joined by Craig Hannon, by Fuad Hassan, and by Josh Sexton. And we just want to do a bit of a reaction to the interview with Jordan Henderson that came out this morning with The Athletic. Came a little bit out of nowhere. Obviously, it's an international break, so he's back in the country and chose to speak to a couple of journalists from The Athletic, David Ornstein and Adam Crafton. And I will start, Josh, by saying sort of fair play for speaking to a proper publication and proper journalists. I don't think we'd hear from him properly for a while, to be honest with you. I thought he'd try and sort of let the dust settle when he did come and speak. He says right at the end he could have done it with more sort of favourable journalists. He references Adam. I think it's, you know, Adam Crafton is fairly openly gay and has obviously been, you know, very outspoken about his criticism of, you know, the Saudi League and what it's trying to do with sports washing and kind of stuff like that, really. So I have, whether I think it's a good idea or not, and we'll sort of come onto that, what he's done. I do have a bit of respect for him for fronting up in the way he has and speaking to the people that he has, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it is a hard one because I almost don't know whether you deserve credit for doing what he's done here, and that what I feel like he's trying to do here is sort of repair his reputation, and if it is sort of as simple as that, and as I guess as selfish in a way as that, then does he necessarily deserve the sort of fair play? As much as I understand, like, you know,
I think once he's decided to do it, I think it would have been easier people to speak to.
100%, yeah, that's sort of where I think, and he acknowledges that himself, and that he could have taken a sort of easier route to go about building his reputation. So I guess in a way you do sort of, you know, you have to acknowledge that. The timing and everything is a little bit strange behind it. I presume we'll sort of come on to talk about the England aspect of it. Obviously, England, it's the international break coming up now, so he'll be returning to England duty. As you say, he's back in the country, so I wonder whether he was potentially sort of fearing a little bit of backlash or some of the negativity that he's got so far around that, and then maybe that's why he's decided to do it now, or whether he's been asked to do it now, and it's as simple as he's just sort of accepted it. I'd be interested to see, like, if any more comes out off the back of it in terms of, you know, how it sort of came to pass.